At this time of the year, the waters of Lake Erie are normally a big draw for boaters and fishers and swimmers and sunseekers, but a stinky green sheen is keeping folks at bay. Yeah, that does not look good. Potentially toxic algae is growing in the western part of the lake, and for the first time, Canadian researchers are teaming up with their counterparts in the U.S. to find out how big and how harmful it is. Artie Pohl takes us there.
Not the pristine blue you typically see on a summer's day. Colchester Harbor in Lake Erie in Ontario is a shade of green, all because of an algae infestation.
I don't think anybody's going to want to swim in that bloom, or they're not going to come out here at all. Fluorescent green, yeah, no.
She says the toxic blooms coating the shoreline impact her bottom line. But the algae isn't just bad for business, it's bad for the environment. It can make fish sick, and if you eat that fish, it can make you sick too. It can also send toxins into the air that can cause breathing problems.
More than 80% of Ontarians get their drinking water from the Great Lakes, Lake Ontario, Lake Erie. Now, colonies of algae called algal blooms are more common in U.S. waters, but they're found on the Canadian side too.
So for the first time, Canadian researchers joined a U.S. team to go out on Lake Erie to collect samples.
Since 2015, we've had, I think, probably the three largest blooms on record, if we include this year as well. These algal blooms, whether they're toxic or not, reduce the beneficial uses of Lake Erie.